This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back Nation, hope you're having a good day. It's day one of OTAs. Broadus working the phones here at the breaks, getting some details for you. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Krusty's Corners coming up at 3:40. It's also brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Every night at 5:30, Lucius runs the G-Bag of the day for you. If you ever miss it, you can tune in right here where we replay the champ, Lucius.
Boom, shakalaka. Yeah, what is this, day three right here for this piece of audio?
Yes, sir.
I believe so. G, back of the day, we do it every, you know, weekday on the fan, 5:30, just like the Dawson said. If you see anything out there, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook. Follow us all. Find G Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner from the RJ and Choppy show. They went AI Broadus right here. Shout out to Bobby Bell. I'm going to let him set it up.
Brian Broadus had the worst take when it came to talking about why maybe some Stars fans or some casual hockey fans have not jumped on the bandwagon aggressively for the Dallas Stars yet.
If I can ask you guys this question, though, hockey fan is going to do this, but is fan that's trying to be the bandwagon fan, these games are hard to find.
TV.
No, it's hard to find if it's a, is it a TNT game? Is it a?
It's TNT or ESPN.
ESPN, I mean, but okay, what night?
Let's give more covering fire to the casual fan. I decided to ask AI Brian Broadus yesterday. Oh. Hey, AI Brian Broadus, do you have any more excuses for Stars fans?
You know, how do the Stars expect fans to even get to the game with how confusing cars are these days? Do I put it in R to go, L, N? That's a lot of letters that you expect guys and gals to learn. Are you going to learn that if you're a casual hockey fan? If you're walking around Dallas, how do you even know a game is going on at the AAC? I mean, I can't see any ice from the outside. It looks more like Petra to me. Seriously. The first time I went down there, I was like, whoa, am I in southern Jordan right now with this rock-cut architecture and these water conduit systems? I'll tell you what, I think Jake Ottinger is really hurting the Stars right now with their fan base. People are going up to me and they're saying, Ryan, I love your podcast with Vach Lombardi. And then they say, you know, I went to the Stars game last night and I never saw an otter on the ice. My children were so upset. And it's like, you're not wrong about that. You're not wrong about that. Maybe we should stop with such confusing nicknames. I just think we need to be consistent here.
There he goes. AI brought us a lock to go five time and to appear in the G-Bag of the year. It's time now to head across the broadcast console. Jake Berger's coming up in 20. Amazing. Here's the Woolly Bully.
So good, so good. Yeah, I can't wait to get more practice updates. Bobby sent a text, said defense kind of ran the day. From him being out there. One of the big highlights, the rookie Shamar James, big 7-on-7 pick six off of Joe Milton in practice. But Dak was out there spinning it. I'm sure we'll get more. Brian's been working the phones as well, crushed his corner. Must tune in at 3:40 for that. High energy, a lot of enthusiasm. I think that's something I'm excited to see, kind of the difference when we get to Oxnard, like how shoddy runs his practices versus what we've seen with Mike McCarthy. Because they compete. I mean, they're doing free throw competitions. They're finding ways to just make sure every day there's some type of competition. I'm hoping the 1v1s, that is a staple in practice come training camp. But we'll see. We'll find out. About 2 months away, boys. 2 months away. But let's get top 10. Yeah. No, go for it.
No, Mike McCarthy didn't like those one-on-ones because guys would get embarrassed.
Well, exactly right. I think you need a little embarrassment sometimes. Iron sharpens iron, right? So you get better, boys. Maybe that's when you're not going to be a weak football team. And when you get down by a couple of scores, then you're not just going to fold and then get your absolute ass whooped.
When
you're able to show a little bit of, oh, when we get down, we can drag ourselves up and get back up.
You don't want to have to overcome adversity in practice. You save that adversity for games.
That was the front runner fighting McCarthy's. We need to get that soft ass attitude out of here.
You know, it's true, because that was one of the big things that when we finally got to start going to Oxnard, Walchuk, we could not wait to get the one-on-ones, whether it's the DB and the receivers, but in particular, the O-line, D-line, O-line, pass D-line rush stuff. Gosh. That was something you sort of live for when you're living vicariously through everyone that's in Oxnard. I want to see those one-on-one moments. McCarthy barely gave us any of those. Jason Garrett, kudos to him. He was a guy that was serious about those. Hopefully Shoddy is as well. But he's got that old school football guy, Marty Ball. Let's go get physical, boys.
Let's get Tyler Booker. Hey, welcome to Osa Digizua. Let's go. One-on-one. Boom. Get out there. Best on the rookie. Let's see how you do, Rook. Welcome to the NFL right now. We don't need to wait till week one when you're going up against Jalen Carter and the Eagles. No. We're doing it here today in Oxnard. That's how we prep you. I love it. All right, let's slide into the top 10. This isn't good for Corey. It's National Streaming Day. Streaming with an ST, not a scream with an SC. Top 10 shows on Netflix all time. This is by popularity. 877-881-1053. You streaming anything special? What's your favorite show in the history of Netflix? You know, I will say I got home last night and there wasn't any sports on besides The Wings. And Maya decided she wanted to turn on this new movie with Vince Vaughn that is on Netflix called Nonas.
Oh, yeah. I've been looking at that. How was it?
It is actually adorable.
Is Vince Vaughn like vintage
usual,
Vince?
Usual, charismatic, charming as hell, sweet, lovable. Is it a great movie?
Of course not.
But it does pull at your heartstrings and it makes you smile. That's not
classic Vince Vaughn, by the way. Everything you just described is not why I want to see Vince Vaughn.
It's not the raunchy Wedding Crashers.
Sharp wit,
sexy, spicy,
a whole lot of hubris, thinks he's amazing, he's really failing.
That's not him.
In the conversation, that's what I like to see.
But the charm well said, there, Lucius, with him being able to convince people to just do things. But I love the concept. It's actually based on a true story. I had no idea about this, but it's
a real thing.
A restaurant, yeah.
Yeah, real thing.
It's it's known as, you have grandmothers that are the chefs at the restaurant, and they are cooking basically their family's signature dishes. Like what they grew up on. So they're able to tell their story of like, hey, you know, my grandmother grew up in Sicily and this is how she taught me to make whatever our specialty dish is, whatever our pasta or gravy. It's beautiful. And it is a star-studded cast. I mean, we've got Adrian herself. Talia Shire is in this.
Susan Sarandon is in that joint.
Yeah, Susan Sarandon.
One of my faves.
We got Milfy Mulfy from The Sopranos.
No way.
She's in this. Yes. Who was... Man, the hottie from The Sopranos, the young one.
Christopher Moltisanti's girlfriend?
Moltisanti's girl, yep.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
She's in this too. I didn't know where you was going there, Dawson.
is that the OnlyFans mom now?
She now is an OnlyFans mom. Yeah, she was also in Sons of Anarchy. DeMatteo or something, I think is her actual real name. Joseph Manganiello's in this as well. It's a star-studded cast, but it's good. Worth a watch. Solid.
Okay, so when you say Netflix, is this like specifically it's a Netflix original or something that you consumed on Netflix that like got to Netflix later? I don't know how the list specifies.
For you, the list will be specific to Netflix originals.
Okay.
These are all the most popular, and this is based on like views.
Okay, so I would say, I mean, wasn't Ozark a Netflix thing? 100%?
Ozark is not in the top 10 of Netflix viewed shows.
That's an upset, boys.
But Ozark absolutely would be one of mine favorites ever that Netflix has ever come out with. I loved Ozark. Incredible show.
It was so dark, it was like a lullaby to me.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, and wake up again, but man, crap, I fell asleep again.
Oh, so did you not make it through? Like, were you kind of like,
I mean, I finally did, but it was, you know, it was.
I thought the last season was incredible.
You fall asleep. Dude, the cliffhangers, the season finales were what the hell did I just watch?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Crazy. We've got my auntie's
Aussie song. Crazy.
Supernatural.
I watched this one called Bridgerton.
Bridgerton, super popular.
Yeah. Curb Your Enthusiasm is not on Netflix there, sir, but I understand it. I love Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's an amazing show.
Awesome.
Yep, and I will back you up with Arrested Development.
Arrested Development. Cult classic. Absolutely. Cult classic right there. F1 Drive to Survive from the 530.
Yeah, that's great.
I started to watch, we talked about this yesterday. Lucius, you let us know, the Favre Doc, The Untold Stories.
My mom
today.
Asked me about that today. Is it come out today?
It's out today. I watched like the first 20 minutes or so. I've stopped with, Jen, I think is her
Croc
name.
The Croc Shots?
I'd have kept going if it was the Croc Shots. But no, this is, we started to get the story of that Jets in studio host, Jen. Whatever,
yeah, Jen Sturger.
Yeah, it's her part right now. I didn't realize how she became.
That's the Croc Shot part.
Yeah. No, well, right? We haven't. No, right now we're hearing about her backstory, how she became famous.
Oh, they're building up the characters.
Yes, which I don't know that we need necessarily, but I also didn't realize that she was the Florida State girl that Brent Musburger was just Googling and goggling over.
She was a front row gal.
Yeah. Basically, just in like a bikini top. Yeah.
One of the many that he was oogling and googling.
Yeah, he's got a history of this, apparently. I didn't know that it dated go way back. McCarran's was the only one I knew. And then I guess Jen Sturger was Jen Sturger made a whole career out of this.
I wonder how Brent Musburger feels about RG3's wife.
It's
good
hard.
Question.
I feel like that's just a good question.
I think a lot of them.
It's just like a topical good question.
Good for him, man. Black Mirror on Netflix, getting texted in is a good one.
You know what I tried to watch last night? I got through the first episode was The Eternaut. It's a story in Argentina.
Is it good? Yeah, because I saw that as like something that was suggested for you.
Yeah, you know, I'm getting a lot of these in my feed or suggested for you type of stuff. But I mean, you're in Argentina and an alien craft emerges and they start like this radioactive snowstorm that starts killing off humans. So now you have to survive in like this nuclear fallout type of deadly place. If you're indoors, you're safe. But outside snow. Now there are. It is dubbed over, so you got to get through that and deal with that, which is kind of a pain sometimes.
It takes like what half hour to adapt.
Yeah, and it's weird because I mean the actors, not only are you paying for their facial expressions and their good looks or whatever, but like their ability to speak the part takes some getting used to because it's a really dumbed down type of actor, I think, that's doing the voiceovers. Mm-hmm. But the concept is cool, man. I'm into these sort of end of world things like Paradise and. Seems like it's like the most popular genre right now.
Yeah, it's hot right now.
The Last of Us.
You getting texted in a lot, Walt Chuck, from the 214-817-469 Trailer Park Boys. I don't know if that was a
Trailer Park Boys did become big on.
That's where it popped.
Yeah,
is this
on
the thing? Is this the Squid Games people and stuff?
Yeah, Squid
like
Games.
Squid Games.
That's a Netflix
also,
original.
Netflix popped up there.
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things for sure. Stranger Things gonna be big on here. So number 10, we've got you. Okay. You is number 10. I'm so happy that show's over.
I can't believe they've stretched this
Why?
Thing out. Like
Why
this guy is still
going?
Getting away. I've never seen a single second of it, but I know he's a stalker. Weirdo.
I don't want to spoil the ending.
Okay, very good.
Who knows?
Ooh, Narcos. Oh, my
Narcos
God.
Yes,
Narcos is amazing.
Yeah, it was good.
My God.
Yeah, we've got a new hunt for Osama bin Laden that's on there as well.
A new
I have
one?
Not watched. Yeah, there's a new documentary about this.
I'll tell you what. They got that guy at the end.
Yeah, we
need to ruin it for you.
Holy crap, they got
spoiler
him?
Alert.
Yeah. No.
Dump out of that.
Yeah. Wait, we won that one?
Yeah, I'm breaking loose today.
Haven't seen this, haven't even heard of this one, but number 9, 98.2 million views all time. Fool Me Once. It's a limited series. 8 is The Night Agent.
Is that the George W. Bush story?
Now watch this drive.
Night Agent at 8. I liked season 1 of it.
House of Cards on this list, Mason?
House of Cards is not. Oh. It would have been probably.
Hey, didn't Cans just give that guy like an award or something?
Did they really?
Spacey? Yeah, I think they gave him like a lifetime achievement type vibe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. For being a predator?
Jeez. Oh, 13 Reasons Why was big. I remember the first season of that show. My gosh, that was
I was enthralled by that.
The first season was great. And then, like a lot of them, it kind of just lost itself a little bit. Bridgerton comes in at 7, Brian. Yeah,
there we go.
The Queen's Gambit.
That's it. Chess thing,
huh? At 6, which was awesome.
I've got to see that.
Queen's Gambit's so good. If you haven't seen it, you need to.
It's about the chessboard, right?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Just specifically about the board and its uniqueness.
Oh, here we go. 5 is Ozark. Ozark's in here.
Oh, here.
Boom, baby.
Thank you.
4 is Dahmer.
Yeah.
The Jeffrey Dahmer story.
I was living up in Wisconsin when that was going on.
Oh, man.
That is terrifying.
Very much so.
Yeah, I have no interest.
3 is Adolescence. It's a limited series. I think it's out right now. It's got really good reviews. I have not watched it either, but it's already over 139 million views.
Is it like one of those Euphorias? Is it just buck wild? Ridiculous?
Oh, I don't know. It's a limited series. Let's see kind of what the write-up.
I'm ready for Euphoria to come back, by the way.
Is it?
I'm ready for it to come back is what I'm saying. It gets to drop on. Yeah.
I guess a 13-year-old gets...
Shout out to Cassie. From the TV show. Not
the other one.
Yeah.
A 13-year-old gets accused of murdering his classmate. His family therapist and then the detective in charge are all left asking what really happened.
Is this based on a true?
Could be. Not. It could
Unbelievable,
be.
Unbelievable, dude.
Four episodes.
I do remember
just
that.
Dropped.
I do remember seeing that.
Stranger Things at 2. Surprised it wasn't 1. Netflix's best show of all time, but 1. Most
I mean, Stranger
viewed.
Things got bizarre. It went from like an interesting kids adventure show like the Goonies to what the bleep sci-fi.
Thank you. I loved Stranger Things, and then I don't remember what season it was, 3 or 4, but the first episode had me so scared. I was like, I'm never watching this show again. And I dropped it right
the
there.
Most recent
there was
season.
A moment where I was literally by myself in my apartment in the living room, and I was like shaken to my core about how scared it was. Whatever the hell, something just turned into something ridiculous.
Okay, well, get wifey to hold your hand. You need to catch back up because the last season was epic.
Unbelievable, dude. I don't think I can do it. Maybe I'll just jump into the last season of that.
Ooh,
sounds
so
nice.
Good. There was a down season. Okay. And it might have been like 2.
Might have been when I bailed.
Yeah, but it's picked back up. Stranger Things is right back at the top of its game. But 1 most popular Netflix show of all time is Wednesday.
Never seen that
which
one.
Which I believe I've ever heard of.
I think you need to send whoever wrote this list a nasty email, bro.
Well, it's based,
I think
well,
they
it's based on it's based on views, so it's got more views than any other show.
I see.
What's that about?
Cop out.
Yeah.
So our nasty email might need to go to like the entire United States. I don't know.
Could be bots.
What is Wednesday?
What's Wednesday about?
Wednesday Addams.
Hump
from
Day.
The Addams Family.
Oh.
Jenna Ortega starred in it.
Did I see a clip of her like, I'm the only one allowed to torture my brother?
Yeah, probably.
And then she ends up like doing something crazy.
I'm more clueless than you are on this one, Brian. I've never heard of the show Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Pugsley, Winsley.
All righty. Well, thank you, Will Chuck.
Yeah, Pugsley,
top 10 at 2:20 every afternoon here on The Fan. Top stories of the day coming up at 3 o'clock. We'll look at Rangers. We'll look at Stars and Cowboys OTAs and everything going on there. But Jake Berger joins us next. It's the Rangers Player Show here in the nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.